Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
I'm so excited. I am conducting a conversation, an interview with a global audience. We have about, 350, 500 people listening in. Must be a great topic. It is a book called The Anxious Achiever by Maura Ahrens-Melly. Turn your biggest fears into your leadership superpower. Ooh. It's a brilliant book. If you could see all of my post-it notes, you would know.
It's I basically want to.
If you underline the whole book, do you think it applies to you?
Just a tad.
The Anxious Achiever.
So Maura tells the story of her life, and she realized that she has all sorts of anxiety, but somehow she muscles through it to have done incredible things like working in the White House or starting her own company. And I remember hearing her on a podcast, and I don't remember. It was, maybe the middle of the pandemic, and it was about how she used to lock herself in the bathroom because she was so nervous about things. Now she speaks all over the world. She's written this incredible book, and it's all to give you the tools to manage. You know, why do we think that anxiety is always bad? It can be, but if you can harness it, the people who are, have anxiety are more creative. There's so many things you can do that can help you not overcome it, but work through it so that you can be who you want to be in the world. And would it surprise you to know that I get anxious and I'm nervous all the time?
No, really? Well, I have the antidote to that.
Why
book,
are you
way.
Laughing about that?
I have the antidote to that. That book, The Anxious Achiever. I came up with something when I was in high school, and it's called The Lazy Genius. And because back then, when you're a teenager, you have all the answers. I just didn't feel like, working on them. So I said, I knew everything, just too lazy to do anything about it. And it's amazing how that's lasted throughout my life.
I was going to say, you're still like that.
Well, I just... Think about it. Do you get nervous before you have to do a big speech? Or Christy's like, nope, I don't. Do you?
No, I do. I think we all still do. Everybody, even though we do, it's still nerve-wracking. Everyone's staring at you.
Yeah, stage fright. Everybody gets it. Yeah.
Everybody gets, in fact, it's a fear greater than death. That means that the person in the casket is less afraid than the person giving the eulogy. I think that's a Seinfeld joke.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.